Good morning, folks, and aloha from snowy Hawaii. That's right, Hawaii having received snow at a lower altitude than, lower elevation than ever before recorded some great shots. That previous picture was not from this most recent incident, but there are plenty of videos and amazing images on Twitter and the like, social media, etc., about the snowstorm, which, in the words here of the National Weather Service, was the first time ever snow has fallen in one of the state parks there, and from the National Weather Service, it was called historic, knocked out power, brought down tree branches, caused flooding of the roads, and again, dumped an unusually heavy dump of snow, or in the words of the meteorologist there, the storm was uncharted territory. Uncharted territory. Unprecedented. It's a word with which we are familiar. Summing it up from weather.com, Illinois and Hawaii having set all-time cold records just in the past 2 weeks. Even as this is going down, the Green New Deal making an appearance. Now, if you ask me, that was way overshooting their target. I think that AOC is a bit of a lightning rod meant to put some just ridiculous crap out there, and then they'll ratchet back some of that, and it will seem a little more reasonable. So she's just shifting the Overton window. Don't think that that woman is stupid, by the way. Or even if she is, she's being used in very intelligent ways. But again, so this storm that was hitting Washington last week, people are not prepared for these sorts of things, for the changing climate, for the grand solar minimum. That's why I do this channel, to help people educate others and get prepared themselves. When you see folks going out and combat shopping, as the papers were calling it here, mayhem at Seattle stores as shoppers clear the shelves before the snowstorm, then it's clear that people don't have what they need even for a single storm, much less from what is completely reasonable to expect from the continued deviations from normal weather, normal climate, as things get crazy. And crazy they are getting. That blizzard, in fact, took out more than 1,600 dairy cows in the lower Yakima Valley. Again, we see unprecedented. This was a curveball. It was not expected. We've been here 30 years, and we've never seen anything like it. Here is one of those calves. Now, luckily, this guy was brought in and nursed back to health, but you can tell why this is a real threat to ranchers and to cattle. Beef prices, you can very fairly expect to be rising, especially after the 500,000 that were lost in Australia. But yes, this ties back to my video, Unprecedented Cold, Unprecedented Crop Failures. And indeed, the two go hand in hand. As a reminder, in that video, we were looking back at how the Beast from the East had had an outsized impact on, especially in the UK, on vegetable prices and food prices there, potatoes especially, yeah, almost doubling the price overnight in a single snowstorm. Because we are not prepared as a whole, either. Unprecedented cold wave that was running through the Midwest last week, causing frost quakes in Chicago. And I'm just pointing out that these words keep popping up. And that's because, folks, we're in unprecedented times. We're in unprecedented circumstances. Here are some of the most recent data, courtesy of David Birch, dbirch214 on Twitter. Correlating these times of solar maxima, the heightened activity depicted here as lots of solar flares, with the drops in galactic cosmic rays. And of course, now that we're entering this extended minimum here, we see the cosmic rays rising, also as the magnetosphere drops, the pole shifts. All of these things contribute, in fact, synergistically to the to these extremes. That's why we see unprecedented and unheard of over and over. It's not just the colds, right? It's the hail, the seismic, the volcanic. We've talked about it time and time again. Just this week, a hailstorm destroying in 60 seconds, right? In 1 minute, a hailstorm destroyed altogether 150 homes and left 40 people lying on the ground injured. So that multiple teams of policemen, ambulances, and fire tenders were rushed there. We found 10 to 12 people lying on the ground and rushed them to the hospital. This is straight out of the accounts of Lewis and Clark, who during the Maunder Minimum were doing their expeditions west and recorded in their diaries massive snow and hail storms that would come extremely rapidly out of nowhere and then knock the wind out of men or kill them, you know, knock them straight off their feet was the language that they used. I should have pulled that up. But this is an echo of that. And that's because we're in an echo of that solar minimum. It's a cycle. It's a natural cycle. It has nothing to do with CO2 or with you or with the Green New Deal, which is just entirely totalitarian nonsense. Looking over at Russia, after they have suffered a drop in their agricultural output, they're having to reevaluate whether or not it makes sense to continue to export wheat to the rest of the world. So they've been very careful with their language so far so as not to startle markets. But while they're saying, oh, we have no plans of putting the stops on those exports, they are paying pretty close attention, be assured. And now they're setting up an entirely new body to monitor how exports are faring given the lower 2018 crop. We're going to need to figure out, in fact, here, Russia's agricultural ministry is setting up a new grain exporters union to better understand the needs of that market. These are the signs that we are on the cusp of when countries cease their exports, when these crop losses mount, and countries are forced to cancel delivery of those contracts just to continue to feed their own people domestically. So these are the rising vibes of those sorts of things. But even in the immediate near term, as promised for a long time, I warned on this channel, food prices are rising. You don't have these kinds of crop losses without seeing prices rise all the way to the consumer level. So those changes have bubbled through the markets. And indeed, even the US duh had predicted that we'd be facing some serious retail food price increases this year. And straight out of the gates, less than 6 weeks into 2019, Whole Foods, who has been one of the most resistant because Amazon has tons of cash and would love to mask this problem for as long as possible, especially after the acquisition of Whole Foods. Well, they're now being forced to raise prices on some items. They're even discontinuing others. Why? Because they're being ravaged by these rising input costs, the rising retail food costs. A little more detail on that. Here's what that looks like when you buy groceries from Whole Foods online. That's going to be, it had fallen a little bit after the acquisition, as I said, but now we're rocketing up. This is a 3% increase just in the last couple months here. So this is real, folks. You can feel this. Even if you don't shop at Whole Foods, you'll be feeling it wherever you do shop. And this is why it's important to start growing your own food and to stock up on food now, because the prices are actively rising, and I assure you they will continue to do so. So consider it a discount if you buy food right now, stored food. It's a good idea. That graph comes from this article here at Zero Hedge, further breaking down. Amazon hikes prices at Whole Foods as consumers are bracing for an inflationary tidal wave. You can see it's not just me making this stuff up, folks. These are real trends, real data coming out on the heels of crop losses we've been watching for some time. According to emails obtained by the Wall Street Journal, Amazon-owned Whole Foods Market has raised prices on dozens of items, from soaps to ice cream. The reason for the price hikes, as previously reported, Clorox, Coca-Cola, Mondelez, just a few of the producers of consumer products, snack foods, and beverages who are preparing to raise prices. In fact, nearly half of the 52 consumer goods manufacturers surveyed recently raised prices within the last year. And let's see if I can show you that. Some of the price increases were as low as 10 cents, but others were several dollars. In fact, coconut oil. Yeah, rising by several dollars. So if you want to stock up on that, be good to do it now before these things continue to increase in price. Coconut oil, especially if you can store it at a low enough temperature that it's solid, is a very healthy fat, stores well. A lot of preppers don't think about coconut oil. It won't store forever, but name a healthy fat that does. Please, let me know. I mean, storing lard and coconut oil both seem like prudent thoughts, especially if they're increasing in price, as we're seeing. Now, the flip side of this trend is, as I mentioned, the Green New Deal and this constant pressure. It's another thing that's coming out of the gates in 2019 strong. This mad push to get people to stop eating meat, and as it turns out, dairy altogether, right? We covered the Canadian dietary guidelines that had come out completely eliminating all animal products. Dairy cut out of that completely. It was just ridiculous. And so, yes, we keep seeing this meme. If you stop eating meat, it's the best way you can save the planet. Because the whole thing is contingent on carbon emissions, right? That's the whole theme here. And Mark Moreno pointed this out. The former UN climate chief literally, I mean, this is developing very quickly, folks, literally says meat eaters should be banished and treated the same way that smokers are treated. This is completely in line with what I had said to expect that meat eating will become a social taboo, that the Green New Deal folks and the radical left will continue to tell us that we're terrorists if we eat meat because we're killing the planet, right? It's not just, it's the flip side of stopping eating meat is the best thing to do. Well, if you keep eating meat, then obviously you're a eco-terrorist. So she's literally calling for people, let's see if we can, yeah, I think I clicked this open. Yeah, literally calling for, how about restaurants in just a few years here, start treating carnivores the same way smokers are treated. If you want to eat meat, that's fine. You can do it outside. Because your hamburger, I'm not making this up, because your hamburger is being blamed for climate change. Meat production emits methane, requires carbon dioxide intensive inputs. We need a huge reduction in meat eating to avoid climate breakdown. This is all based on the IPCC's nonsense that we're entering the end times, thanks to meat eaters. So I don't have anything else to say to that, just more developing on and rapidly on how quickly this eco-totalitarianism is coming down. They want you not to be eating meats. They want you only on their fake foods. One other data point I wanted to offer this morning, also from the Starman, from David Birch, actually, is that the surface height has been decreasing rapidly since the beginning of this year. You know, when we pointed out that Iceland's glaciers had been accumulating mass last year, some of them at least, I want to be careful with my words, then some people said, okay, well, then we should see the sea levels dropping. And what's interesting, I'm going to zoom out here so that we can tell there is some natural oscillation. I'm not trying to be ridiculous or alarmist. That's not my goal here. My goal is to help people get prepared and share the real data. So I will zoom out and acknowledge in a healthy, balanced fashion that there is some natural oscillation, but this is a more precipitous drop off than usual. And so I wanted to keep and point this out, and thanks David again for pointing this out, and keep an eye on this, folks. This is interesting. This is nothing extremely conclusive yet, but it is a data point which you need to add to your drawing. Okay, and then one other thing on a positive note today. I wanted to include this because it's cool. It's great. It's the kind of spiritually informed food activism that we all need to be taking part of right now. And this guy doesn't know anything about the crop losses or what's going on. He just noticed, this is a pastor, who noticed that his congregation was suffering from diabetes and lots of diet-related, malnutrition sort of related illnesses. And so he decided to actually put some of the resources of his congregation into an awesome greenhouse operation. Look at these NFT pipes, just pumping up the greens. Heber Brown III, a pastor at Pleasant Hope Baptist Church, decided to, let's see this. Yeah, he noticed that his congregation doesn't have access to fresh, healthy, affordable foods. They call those things the food deserts, right? So Brown turned to seeds, started a garden on a 1,500 square foot plot of land, and now that garden is yielding 1,100 pounds of produce to feed that community. This is awesome, folks, and I want to bring this here to celebrate this guy's achievement and, again, to suggest that these are the kinds of things we all need to be looking for, opportunities we need to be taking on a daily basis. You know, somebody wrote me and said, why would I even, you know, what's the point? This is all so overwhelming. You're telling me about crop losses, so why would I even try and grow my food? It's probably not going to work. I understand the concern there and the fact that this is a lot to be up against. But I would also suggest that the crop losses that I'm highlighting are big ag, are the big modern agriculture, chemical, toxic, topsoil depleting. There's nothing sustainable about it in the first place. but it is absolutely unable to continue as we enter this grand solar minimum and all of these changes with the climate. So as these things go down, of course, big ag and the big farms that supply the restaurants like Whole Foods and retail are going to fail, and those prices are going to rise, which is why we all need to be growing our own food. It's not so demoralizing that it's impossible now, and why would you even bother trying? No, my point isn't that. We all need to be growing our own food, because it is and this is true of the internet as well. I've talked about, you know, having YouTube, it has central servers, which is why you can censor them, because you just go to the central server and take off the videos or change the visibility or whatever. The name of the game is decentralization here. So if you have a video site that uses a blockchain like DTube, then where you can find my videos as well, then it's impossible. It's much more difficult, at least, for a central authority, for anyone to step in and scrub videos from there, because the data is stored in a decentralized form all over the peer-to-peer network. All over the blockchain is the metadata, and then you find, through IPFS, you find the videos. And my suggestion for our new crop-growing architecture would be exactly the same, would be decentralized. If we are all growing crops, then a hailstorm there, and a record unprecedented cold crop failure there, and a flood down there, and a drought out there can affect each of these people, but those of us who live in between them can still take our crops and help out our friends, which is the way that humans have worked since time immemorial. We all do our best to feed ourselves and our families, and sometimes those efforts fall short, and we have community around us to bring us through that year. And then next year, we bring them through when their potatoes get killed off or whatever. So the name of the game is not to feel demoralized. Please don't take that from my videos. Instead, take the inspiration and the courage and the knowledge necessary to go successfully grow your own food. Because that decentralized growth of food is how we will get through this. It's the community focus. And that also speaks to self-defense of your family. You need communities to work together on that. That's really, decentralization is a trend that will apply to all of these things. Even if it doesn't make sense, it feels like that's just a software architecture term for Bitcoin and stuff like that. No, this is a very important model. Decentralized activism, decentralized growing of foods, decentralized self-defense with your community, decentralized everything. That's the way government, decentralized government, right? Local government over federal government. So I think I've hit that enough here, but do not feel so demoralized by what's going on that you just give up. I don't know what the alternative would be. You know, we've all got to eat, so we should all be growing. And with that, folks, I hope you found this informational. Just a quick update today on this Valentine's Day. I hope you're doing well and investing both in enjoying today, but also planning on enjoying the future and preparing so that you may be able to do so. Thanks, folks. Take care.